I'd like to share just a few more thoughts before we all sit down tomorrow evening separately to celebrate the Pesach Seder. I'm going to do so on audio. That's what we used to do in the old days, I guess about a month ago, before we all started making videos, because I don't expect anyone to have time to look at a video in the next 24 hours. But perhaps as you're doing something else, it'll give you chizik to listen to a shiur. I want to speak about the very powerful, powerful nature of this year's Seder, and to try to be mechazek myself, really. And I'm glad that I have this excuse and that somebody might listen as well. Because the reality is that many of us are looking to this Seder as a Seder to pass over. We're trying to remind each other that this is temporary and that we need to be alone this Seder so that we can be together for next year's Seder. And that we'll have many, many more Sedarim, please God, to come. And we need to be alone. We need to just get through this year. But the reality is that if we just get through this Seder, then we might miss one of the most important Sedarim of our lives. We might miss one of the most important moments, and in fact, one of the moments that we're really here for. We don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us here for. We don't know which moments in our life are the moments that are part of our tafkid. But I have a sense that for many of us, this Seder is something that we certainly don't want to pass over. It's going to be a very, very difficult Seder. It's going to be difficult because there are many who are going to be making the Seder who will be alone. It's going to be difficult because there are so many who are not able to be with their loved ones. It's going to be difficult because there are so many people who don't know how to make a Seder, who have been trying to figure out, to scramble, whether it's the order of the Seder, whether it's the halachos of the Seder, whether it's the kasher at home. This year's preparation for Pesach has brought with it a tremendous amount of effort, a tremendous amount of difficulty. But that difficulty makes the Seder much more special. We're told in Avos de Reb Nosson in the third parak, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im lamadeta Torah b'shas ha'osher, if you learn Torah when you are wealthy, at a time that you were wealthy, and you could find this source sheet, it should be loaded up as well wherever you're getting this. Im lamadeta Torah b'shas ha'osher, if you learn Torah when you were wealthy, al tashuv lecha b'shas ha'oni, don't stop learning when you are poor, even though it's admittedly much more difficult. Im lamadeta Torah b'shas sviya, al tashuv lecha b'shas ra'eva. If you learned at a time of plenty, don't stop learning, because your learning is so much more important when it's difficult. Im lamadeta Torah b'shas harevach, al tashuv lecha b'shas hadchak. If you learned at a time where you had everything, where everything was before you, where you had plenty. So don't stop learning when things are difficult. Lefi shetov lo la'odom davar echad b'tza'ar mimea berevach. Davar echad b'tza'ar mimea berevach. Because one thing we do, b'tza'ar, with difficulty, is worth 100 when it is easy. 100 is an interesting number. Halavai, we should live to 100. Most of us can only hope or dream of having 100 Sedarim. Says in Avos de Reb Nosson that Tov lo la'adam dovar echad b'tza'ar mimea berevach. That this Seder that we're going to keep with difficulty, that's going to be perhaps the most difficult Seder that we're going to go through, is worth the other 100 of our life. This isn't the time to pass over the Seder. There's a fascinating story in the Yerushalmi about Reb Lazer. Reb Lazer was a tzedakah collector, and he actually helped, actually through his home, give out food to those who came through the town and needed it. And he came home one day and he asked what had happened, and he had found that a crew had come through, and they were so thankful that he was able to provide for them, that he was able to give them something to eat at that time. And then it says, the person told him, "V'achar kach, bircha oscha v'hispalala lishlomecha." Afterwards, they were so thankful, they gave you a bracha, they prayed for your health. Said Reb Lezer in the Yerushalmi, he said, Im kein ein kan schar tov. He said, translating, he said, Leika agar tov, said Reb Lezer. This is not something we're going to get a good amount of schar for. Another time it happened, the next day, a group came and they ate and they drank and they took all of these things, la'achar mikain, and afterwards they cursed him. Not exactly clear why. Maybe they didn't like what they got. Maybe they didn't get enough. Amarlu kedain ika agartof. And says Reb Lezer in the Yerushalmi and Peah that, oh, that's something we'll get schar for. When they say thank you, when you feel so good about the mitzvah that you did, that's not when you get the schar. When someone comes to your door and you give them a donation and they say thank you and they're so happy with what you gave them and they give you a bracha, that's not when we're really getting our schar. It's when they come to the door and they're a little bit rude and maybe they're upset with what you gave them and it's not an excuse for the way they act, but that's when we get our schar. The Chavetz Chaim writes in the Sefer Nidche Yisrael, it's on the sheet, B'chol mitzvah u'mitzvah yiyeh tashlum gemulu l'fi erech hatzar shehisigu al yedei kiyuma. With every mitzvah, as we're told in Pirkei Avos, l'fum tzara agra, the amount that our mitzvah is worth is equivalent to the amount of tzar that we went through. V'chahay gavna matzinu b'torah, as we'll see, that this is something that we see in the Torah with relation to the Korban Ani, which we'll get to in just a moment. The difficulty that we go through, the pain that we go through, the effort that we put in. Sometimes it's just the opposite of what we think. The Seder that's so amazing, that goes till 3 o'clock in the morning, where you sing and everything is wonderful. How is my Seder this year that's going to be a short Seder where we're going to do the mitzvos halayla? We'll try to sing. We'll try, but how long can we keep the discussion going? Who knows the value of that Seder? Dover echad bitzar mimeya berevach. The Chavetz Chaim goes on to quote, to discuss the issue of the Korban Ani. The Mishnah tells us at the end of Menachos, Nemar ba'olas ha-behema ishe reach nichoach, that it says by an olas behema, if I bring an animal, there's a certain korban, a korban ol of a yored, that I can bring in different, depending on my stature, I could bring an animal, I could bring a bird, I could bring flower. It says by an olas behema ishe reach nichoach. It says by an olas ha'of, it says by an ola, sacrifice of a bird, it says that also it is a reach nichoach for Hashem. And then in the mincha, korban mincha, whether it's a korban ol of a yored or not, it's a korban mincha, it also says ishe reach nichoach. L'lamed says the Mishnah, she'echad amar ve'echad amarbit, hamamit, sorry. Doesn't matter whether a person brings a large korban or a small one, b'vad she'echav in odem is daito l'shamay. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for is for us to do our best. There will be so much missing at our Siddurim this year. Maybe we will not be able to do all the mitzvos in the way that is perfect. Maybe we just don't know. What kind of Seder is this? This year we're going to have a Seder of an Ani. Not just Lechem Oni, the Lechem of an Ani perhaps. Not just poor man's bread. But the Seder of an Ani. But tells us the Mishnah in Menachos, that the korban of an ani, the little bit of flour that an ani brings, is so desirous in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Echad amarbe ve'echad amarbit, amamit. It doesn't matter whether a person brings a lot or brings a little, as long as they're doing it, l'shem shamayim. The Taz asks, why is it that it doesn't matter how much I bring? I mean, the more I bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more I care. It's understood that we're talking about a rich person who brings a lot and a poor person who brings a little. They're each bringing what they could bring. And somehow we assume that the korban of the rich person is not emptying out his pockets. But for a poor person to bring even a korban mincha, is a very great sacrifice. Rav Yaakovson of Shalvim quotes in one of his shiurim a story that the Montefiores actually came to the home of the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, Rav Shmuel Salant. And there in Yerushalayim, they were offered a very, very meager meal, a couple of cookies, a little tea on glass dishes. And the Montefiores remarked that it was really one of the most splendid meals, splendid acts of Achnasas Orchim that they'd ever seen, because the Salants had so little, and yet they gave of themselves. We have so little this year that we could put together to make the Seder what it was, but we're giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's more than that. Rav Elia Meir Bloch from Tells in Cleveland, Rav Elia Meir Bloch says that it's not simply that the rich person gave X percentage and the poor person gave a larger percentage. Maybe for the rich person it's still a lot of money. There's another reason why the poor person's korban is all the more beautiful. And that's because the rich person, when he gives his expensive korban, he imagines that somehow he has earned the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has earned the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The poor person's under no such illusions. He brings a couple of pennies worth of flour. He can't imagine that his korban alone has swayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He understands that he has had HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy. The one who brings the small korban comes like an ani before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is an ani before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He understands that it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy. As we sit at our siddurim without so many of the luxuries, the people, the conversation, maybe we weren't even able to get all the supplies for the Seder that we've had. Maybe we don't have Shmurah Matzah this year. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that this is the best we can do. And we, because we understand that this is all we can do, because we understand that this is a mere pittance, we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like an ani. This is the best we could do this year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves that in a very powerful way. The little bit that we're able to sacrifice is so dear in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Pinkus tells the story of a person who comes to learn late at night. We all know this person. They come to the 9 o'clock shiur. They come in and they sit down and they basically fall asleep. And you wonder, what is really the value of this person having come? They could have just as well slept at home. Rav Pinkus says that you're not viewing this the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu views it. This person who comes, they do their best. They have a few moments of energy, a few little bits of energy at the end of the day. They could use it to simply sit in a chair, watch a TV show, read a book, and fall asleep. But instead, they give whatever they have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a story that Rabbi Yisachar Friend told at the last Siyum HaShas of a man who made a Siyum on one Daf Gemara. His son became a Baal Tshuva, his son had become a learner, and the father wanted to know what this thing was. And the father asked the son to learn with him. The son said, we'll try. And after the father had finished one Daf Gemara, he asked the son if he could make a Siyum. The son really wasn't sure, a blot Gemara. And they went to Rav Moshe Feinstein, who told them that they could make a Siyum and that he would come to the Siyum. A Siyum on one blot Gemara. A Siyum of a Minchas Ani. A Siyum of a Korban Ani. Just because our Siddurim will not be perfect this year doesn't mean that they won't be valuable. It could be that they'll be more valuable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than any Seder that we've ever had before. At the beginning of this past week's Parsha, we read Zos Toras Ha'ola, Hi Ha'ola. It is the Ola. What do you mean, Hi Ha'ola? It is the Ola. Rabbeinu Pachya points out that it says Hi Ha'ola to show how special the Korban Ola is, as opposed to the other sacrifices where the person who brings the Korban might have some of the meat. Maybe the Kohanim get some of the meat with the Korban Chatas. And Ola goes only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why it says, Hi HaOla. The Ola is a special sacrifice. But it's found, this the stamp of approval for the Korban Olah is found in such a strange place. It's not found where we discuss the Korban Olah itself, in Parshas Vayikra. It comes in Parshas Tzav, where we're talking about the putting up of the fats and the limbs on the Mizbeach. Kol Halayla. You know that they used to try to put all of the fats and the limbs up on the Mizbeach during the day. The Beis HaMikdash was basically closed at night. If they didn't have enough time, they would take the fats and the limbs and put it up and it would burn during the night. That's what Ma'ariv is. Shachris and Mincha are relating to the morning Tamid offering in the afternoon. The night, Ma'ariv is just connected this putting up of the fats and the limbs if they needed to do so, if they were too busy during the day to do so. The reality is, it's not just an if. It's in the sense that the main parts of a korban, despite what we might think, are not the burning of the animal on the Mizbeach, but the shechting of the animal, the collecting of the blood, the splashing of the blood on the Mizbeach. This is where the Torah points out, this is where Rabbeinu Bachya, according to Rabbeinu Bachya, the Torah points out how special an Olah is. Why not point out when we talk about the Korban Olah itself, not the after parts of the Olah? And what does this mean for Ma'ariv? Ma'ariv, we know, is a Rishus, perhaps because they didn't always have anything to put up on the Mizbeach. Okay, but we're also told that the Avos created these three Tfilos. Yaakov Avinu is called the perfect mix of Avraham and Yitzchak, the Bechir HaAvos. What kind of tefillah is this for Yaakov? A Rishus? Something that is talking about burning the fats and the limbs overnight? What is that all about? Rav Moshe Wolfson explains so beautifully in his Sefer, Va'ani Tefillah. He says, Ki hine al yidei hiskabrus achoshech betokef hagolos nechlash ma'od midas avoseinu betorah mitzvahs. In all of these years of golos, the quality of our work has gone down so. V'zeu benosef al etzem adavar shechaserim lanu kiyim rova mitzvahs. That's in addition to the fact that we don't have so many mitzvahs. We can't serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Gam eichus ha'avoda b'mitzvahs yesh b'yadeinu hi chalusha u'refuya. The reality is, points out Rav Moshe Wolfson, it's very depressing. What is our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu today? What does it really mean? We don't have a mikdash. Great people used to do these things. Says Rav Moshe Wolfson, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands how difficult it is for us to serve Him today. He understands that it's a time of night. He understands that it's a time of galus. And that makes everything that we do so dear to Him. Why is it that the avoda of Yaakov Avinu is the avoda of just the hekter chalavim ve'ivarim, just putting this on? Because Yaakov Avinu is the one who taught us how to serve God in galus. When things are far from ideal, all the years that he spent in Lavan's house, where things are far from ideal, far away from the center of Torah and from his parents, but he taught us that even when you're in the middle of the night, even when you're in a time of gullus, even when you're in a time of Hester Panim, it's specifically then that what you do means so much. We could have highlighted the Korban Olah in its original form, in terms of the regular parts of the Avoda in Parshas Vayikra. But you know what's really special about the Olah? That it burns overnight. Ki zeh romez al Avoda ha-me'uta shebizman ha-gullus b'cheshkas ha-layla. Because this refers to the avoda that we have, the minimal avoda that we have in the exile, in the middle of the night. V'dafka zu avoda ola b'chashivusa mikol avodos. And specifically this avoda is more important than any other. And that's why here, Yaakov Avinu was the one who blazed the path of how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Golos, b'tzar gadol. And he showed that this is so desired, this is so special in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If our siddurim are difficult, if our siddurim are a little bit darker this year, if some of the smiling faces, beautiful countenance of kids and parents, and we're not able to see our own Rabbeim over Pesach, if it's a little bit darker, remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves that service, perhaps even more than the service that we do in times of plenty and times of light. This is not going to be a Seder that afterwards we're going to say, wow, that was so uplifting. Well, maybe we will, but it won't be like other Sedarim. But it could be the most precious Seder that we ever have in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the Seder, at Nirtza, we'll say, Chasal Sidur Pesach Kehochosa, Kechom Mishpatov V'chukoso. We have now finished the Seder, and we have done so according to all of its laws. We've done everything correct. A very strange thing to say. We finished the Seder exactly the way it's supposed to be done? The reality is that this paragraph in which we say that we've done everything perfectly this year, and please give us another Seder next year. In fact, please let next year's Seder be in the Beis HaMikdash. That's not the original place of this poem. This poem appears actually at the end of a series of halachos of Pesach, written by one of the Balei HaTosfos. And at the end of these halachos of Pesach, which were meant to be finished on Shabbos HaGadol, at that point we say, Chasal Sidur Hilchos Pesach. We've now learned all of the Hilchos Pesach. We've learned them. We're not claiming we did them. We learned all of them, and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now we've finished our study. Please allow us to keep Pesach in a few days on the Seder night. This paragraph was lifted and entered into our Haggadah to mean something very different. That we've completed all the parts of the Seder Kehilchasam, and maybe next year be in Yerushalayim. Doesn't sound like it makes much sense. What do you mean we did him kehilchasam? In the Haggadah of the Ari, there is a L'shem Yichud that precedes Nirtza. L'shem Yichud is something that we say for whatever reason before we do a mitzvah. What mitzvah exactly are we going to do during Nirtza? What does that even mean? Nirtza, we're just going to sing a couple of songs. Why is that? So some explain that as we say Chasal Sidur Pesach Kehil Chasa, as we say that we have finished the Seder and done everything perfectly, we stop and think and realize that our Sedarim have been much less than perfect. We've made many mistakes. Hopefully we fulfilled the mitzvahs. We did the best we could. But our Seder really wasn't complete. It's at that moment that our Seder is completed. It's at the moment that we realize that we did our best, but we haven't done it exactly perfectly. It's with that knowledge. It's when an Ani brings the Korban. It's when an Ani comes forward with his little bit and realizes that this is all I could have possibly done. It's not said out of ego. It's said to make us wake up and to realize that we just did our best. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please accept what is our best. How much we will be feeling that this year. As we say, Chasal Sidur Pesach. This was a Sidur Pesach. This was a Seder Pesach. Yes. We come with a modesty. We come as a Niyam, as we've never come before, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say, please let this be desirous in your eyes. Let it find favor in your eyes. We're doing the best that we can. Chasal Sidur Pesach. Why is it that this is called a Seder? The Maharal tells us that it's called a Seder to realize that the whole world is a Seder. It's the Seder night that we realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand in history. But Rav Reuven Margolius, the great Polish Israeli Talmud Chacham, had a photographic memory, wrote more than 55 Sfarim. He writes in his Haggadah and the Perush, he writes, Od Perush Seder Lermoz Shegam Kol Tahalichos Hagolus Hayahakol Seder Miyuchad. Everything that happened in the Golus was part of Seder. Not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it to a beautiful end, that he took us out of Mitzrayim, but everything that happened by the Golus Mitzrayim, and everything that happened in Golus still now, and even the Golus that we're feeling as we're stuck in our homes in Tavshin Pei. HaKol Seder Miyuchad. L'chein ha-mitzvah al matzos u'merorim she'esh l'shabeach al ha-golus k'mo al ha-ga'ula. And that's why we have to have, as I said in a shir a couple of weeks ago, that's why we have to have the Pesach along with the matzos and the merorim, along with the maror. Because we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for the galus. But then he writes, we have to thank Hashem for the galus as the ge'ula. Ach yesh doros sheseder hanochon lahem hu ha-galus. There are generations who are supposed to be in galus. And that's their job. And that's their chelek in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are generations who are supposed to have Siddurim in Geula. It's all kafidas hayodeya talumos. We don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us inside this year. But He does. He's the one that's put us inside. He's the one that's put us in this galus. He's the one that understands that our tafkid right now is to serve Him from our homes. There's a beautiful commentary of the Orach Chaim on the beginning of last week's parsha of this Zos Toras Ha'ola, Hi Ha'ola. The Orach Chaim says that this message of galus is not simply one of an endless galus, but a galus that is, as the pasuk continues, Ad Haboker. The Orach Chaim explains, and I brought some of it on the source sheet for anyone who's looking, that this entire story of a Kohen and coming and picking up the ashes is the ashes of the Jewish people, which will be brought back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which will be risen up, which will be brought and raised on high again. Says the Orach Chaim, what is it that allows us to get through this gulf? With what merit will we get to that end? Two things, says the Orach Chaim. First of all, Torah study. The Eish, the fire, is the fire of Torah. But it's also our acceptance of suffering. The suffering, the difficulties, that's actually what's going to get us to the end. Not every Jew will make it to the end. But the Jewish people will make it to the end. In the schus of those who accepted their suffering, accepted the difficult times, and persisted in worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Moshe Weinberger told a beautiful story at the end of his Shabbos HaGadol Drasha this past Motzei Shabbos. And I want to share it with you in case you didn't have the chance to hear. Weinberger told the tragic story of Rav Moshe Yosef Teitelbaum, son of the Yetiv Lev, who was devastated by the loss of his father at the beginning of El. He had hoped that the Yom Tovim that would come up would bring him some solace, but Rosh Hashanah came, and Yom Kippur came, and Sukkot came and went, and he couldn't be consoled. He hoped that by visiting a tzaddik, maybe somehow that would cheer him up, that would somehow bring him past this terrible moment. He went to visit the Divrei Yechezkel, Rav Chatzkel Shinover. Rav Chatzkel Shinover somehow understood the pain that he was going through. He understood how difficult it was for him to get his life going again, to get his Avodas Hashem going again. On Friday night, as they were saying the Seder of Leil Shabbos of the Arizal, he came across a phrase that's said by many at their tables, Navad Lahon Kisrin, that will make for HaKadosh Baruch Hu crowns, B'milin Yakirin, with beautiful words, that the song, that the Zmiros of Shabbos are the things that make for a beautiful crown for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this time he translated it slightly differently. Rav Chatzkel Shinover said that when a Jew tears himself up, when a Jew tears himself apart to overcome all of his sadness and challenge, he makes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu a keser, a crown, b'milin yakirin, with heavy words. That perhaps the greatest crowns that we make for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the greatest crowns that we will find will be on our heads are the crowns that we make when Yiddishkeit is difficult for us. when it doesn't come easy, when it doesn't come with all of the joy, when it doesn't end at 3 o'clock in the morning with such wonderful singing and everything wonderful. What's going to be with our siddurim this year? They're going to be a little bit yakar. They're going to be a little bit heavy. But in that sense, they'll be so valuable. Navad lahon kisrin. B'milin yakirin. And finally, Rabosai, please know that even though we're at a time where we won't allow a delivery man, we won't allow a person to come into our home, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can still access our homes. And He'll be there with us. He'll be sitting next to us, even if no one else will. The name of this Yom Tov is Pesach, which we all know means, of course, to pass over. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over the homes of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. But did He pass over their homes? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't the one bringing the Makkah. He wasn't one bringing the plague. It was the Malach HaMavis, it seems, from the Pesukim. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pasacht? If you look in the Mechilta, the Medrash on Shmos, the Mechilta brings two opinions as to what Pesach means. What's the root? Rabbi Yoshia said Pesach is from Pasa, to step. And that's where I think we get this idea of He stepped over our homes. Rabbi Yonason says, no, it's to have mercy. It's from the word, it's like chemla. He had mercy on us in Mitzrayim. But Rav Kook, in a beautiful essay, suggests that we have it all wrong. Yes, perhaps we basically say, like Rabbi Yoshia, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepped by the homes in Mitzrayim. But it's not that He stepped over the homes. It's that He stepped into the homes. By the famous story of Eliyahu on Har Carmel, the story we mentioned a couple of weeks ago in Ashir, the story of Eliyahu and Har Carmel, Eliyahu comes to the Jewish people and he says, it's enough. You can't have it both ways. You have to decide. You can either worship Avodah Zarah, you can either worship the Baal or HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were also worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, you can't do both. Ad Masai, he says to them, Atem poschim al shtei ha-si'ifim. Until when will you Poseach, will you step on both sides? Will you straddle the fence? Pasach, says Rav Kook, doesn't mean to step over. It means to step in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepped in. He came into the homes of the Jewish people, not allowing the Mashchis to come into their homes. And that's how He had mercy on them, and that's how He saved them. Rabosai, I have no doubt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be in our homes on Wednesday night. There will no doubt be a lot of empty seats. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be sitting in every empty seat at our table. I dare say the larger our siddurim were last year, and the more empty seats that we think about this year, the more places that we've set for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one else can come in. No one else can be with us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. He will be there at our siddurim this year. He'll be there perhaps in a way, the Shechina, His presence, that had never been before. And even if we are completely alone, we are never alone, and we will not be alone for the Seder night, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will step into our homes. He will sit in every empty seat. And if we try, we can speak to Him even there. Please, Rabosai, let's not pass over this Pesach. Let's not simply look to the next Pesach. Let's step in to this most powerful Pesach. It could be that if Chas V'Shalom Mashiach doesn't come, we'll look back and remember this very odd, this very strange, this very sad Seder. But it could be that when we get to Shemayim after 100 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put a crown on our heads for this Seder. Navad Lahon Kisrin B'Milin Yakirin. He'll make for us too crowns from these difficult times, from this most difficult Seder. In fact, we needn't wait to get all the way up to Shemayim, because Shemayim will no doubt come down into our homes this Pesach. I wish everyone a Chag Kasher, Bari, healthy, and Sameach, a beautiful Seder where we simply do our best. Most of all, a Seder where we feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May the merit of this heavy Seder, this empty Seder, this Seder where our most prominent guest is the Ribono Shel Olam himself, may the merit of this Seder bring us the Geula. It's a little late, getting a little late now to make it to Yerushalayim for the Korban Pesach this year. But Lashana Haba be Yerushalayim.